Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Executive Director for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Bob Baker, about the Hall of Fame reception coming up Friday evening and the Hall of Fame inductions coming up on Saturday. Bob, go through those 2 days, those two events going on, and what Knoxville residents, Marion County residents can expect if they were to attend.
Nathan, first of all, thank you for having us on KNIA KRLS. It's great to be on the radio with you. It is our biggest weekend of the year here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. This year will be our 28th year of inducting Sprint Car Racing's highest achievers into our National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. We have 8 inductees this year who will be inducted on Saturday, June the 3rd at 12 o'clock over at the Dyer Hudson Hall. And before that, on Friday night, we have an event that's free and open to the public here at 7 p.m. in our museum. Up on the second floor, all of our past inductees are coming and invited to do a bench racing reception that's held up on our second floor, where they sit and talk about racing from the past, some of the stories, inductions, races, different things that happened, you know, along their lives. And it's open to the public and it's free, and it is a very fun, relaxing, great time to learn more about the history of the sport and also have a good time listening to the stories.
So who are some of those highlight members that we can expect possibly be at either at the reception or on the banquet who are going to be inducted into this Hall of Fame?
Our inductees this year include Terry McCarl, and our listeners know Terry from racing here at Knoxville Raceway and across the Midwest, but Terry's raced across the United States and got quite a following of fans, family, and friends that are going to be here for his induction. Of course, Guy Forbrook is going to be inducted, and Guy Forbrook, again, is no stranger to Knoxville Raceway fans and fans across the Midwest. Also, the People's Champ will be with us, Dave Darland. He's going to be racing on Friday night over at I-80 Speedway, and he'll also be racing with the USAC Sprint Car Races here at Knoxville Raceway on Saturday night. But Dave Darland is bringing a large contingent of family, friends, supporters, sponsors, people who have helped him through his career. And Dave is always exceptionally fun to listen to. He's got great stories. One of our MCs for years here at our banquet is Dr. Pat Sullivan, and Pat is going to be inducted this year, and that's going to be a big treat for us here at the Hall of Fame because Pat has inducted so many people in his lifetime in past inductions here. So those are just a few of the inductees who are going to be with us. John Singer, I think the race fans who have been at Knoxville Raceway for a long time will know John Singer as the engine builder who helped Eddie Levitt, Jan Opperman, and many famous race car drivers here across the Midwest put in power plants in their race cars to help them win races. John is going to be with us. He's in very frail condition, but he has agreed to be here with us. We're really looking forward to honoring John Singer and all of these gentlemen for their lifetime contribution to the sport.
That's on Friday. You have the reception, and then Saturday is the banquet. The banquet, what do fans need to do if they want to be a part of that banquet?
It's real easy. We have tickets for sale for $25 a piece. You can call our museum and order tickets, or you can purchase tickets at the door of the banquet. We'd like for people to purchase the tickets in advance so we kind of get an idea on how much you know to order for the menu. Rib Shack, again, is going to be catering the meal. They cater a great banquet meal for us every year, so we're real happy to have Rib Shack back with us doing that. The banquet itself starts, the dinner is at noon, and immediately after that, usually about 1 o'clock, we start with our inductions. They usually end about 2:30 or 3 o'clock. This year, something extra that's going to be a little bit different. After our induction banquet, everybody is going to come back over to the Hall of Fame, and right across the parking lot where that old car wash used to be, our new staging building is open, and we're going to do a brief dedication for that. We know Don Lamberti, Roger Johnson, and several of the people who helped us build the new staging building, get it constructed, are going to be with us. So we're going to do a nice dedication right after our induction banquet of the new staging building. So we'll have the plaque up with everybody's name on it to help to contribute to that. We're excited about that. And also, right after that, we've got the USAC Sprint Cars racing here at Knoxville Raceway Saturday night. You know, the wings come off and the non-wing sprint cars are going to be back in action right after our induction banquet Saturday night, June 3rd. So it's going to be a great day with the inductions, the dedication of our new staging building, and of course, the USAC Sprint Car races here that night.
Now, when it comes to the inductions for this year, you said, you know, they got the 8 guys coming here. For next year, following years, what can Knoxville listeners, Marion County listeners, expect the process of moving forward to see who will be inducted for next year?
How our process works is a two-step process. It starts after Labor Day weekend in September. All of our 70-plus National Induction Committee members get a nomination ballot, and they can nominate anybody they'd like, you know, that fits within the guidelines. Of course, you have to be 50 years old or older to be nominated, but there's guidelines that we have online and with the packets they receive. Those nomination ballots are mailed out in September, and usually by the end of October, we'll have all of those back in here. The highest vote getters make the final ballot, which goes out in November, and we announce our new inductees for 2018 into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame at the Chili Bowl, which will be mid-January of 2018.
What do you got to say to any Knoxville, Marion County listeners who are thinking about coming out here?
Well, we'd like to invite them to come. Our 28th annual induction banquet for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame is always a wonderful event. It's got lots of great stories, great meal, great fun, and you get to rub elbows with the inductees of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame who are known across the country for their achievements. You're not going to find a better group of people to have lunch with and share some stories with. So that's one thing. Also, you know, we got a great racing program that evening here at Knoxville Raceway with USAC Sprint Cars returning. So it's just going to be a great day to be in Knoxville, to be a part of the induction banquet and also the races that night.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. Your home isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.